请先一起来翻开圣经旧约圣经历代志上十二章。
Let's first turn to a passage in the Old, on, in the Old Testament. First Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志上十二章三十二节旧约圣经五百十五页。
First Chronicles chapter 12 verse 32.
三十二节，以撒家支派有两百族长，都通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的。他们族弟兄都听从他们的命令。
Verse 32 of the sons of Issachar, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do, their chiefs were 200, and all their brethren were at their command.
这个故事的背景是在一个动荡的一个时刻里头。
And this passage takes place in a time of great conflict.
这里提到说，以撒家支派有两百个族长，他们认识时候，他们通达实务。
And it says here that of this tribe, there were 200 who had an understanding of the times and knew what to do.
在这种困难不平安的时刻里头，所做的决定常常是非常重要的。
The decisions that are made in this time of great difficulty are crucial.
所以他们必须要能够认识所处的环境，所处的时刻。
For this reason, it was very important for them to have an understanding of the times and to know what they ought to do.
一个通达实务的人，他才能够真正的知道应当做什么。
It is only someone who has an understanding of the times that will know what he or she ought to do.
时间是宝贵的。
Time is precious.
所以我们常常希望我们能够知道我们应该做什么。
And therefore, we often ask ourselves what we ought to do.
那我们先问问我们自己，那我们现在是处在怎样的一个时代里头？
Let us first ask ourselves what kind of time are we in?
有人说这个时代叫做英文字母的 I 叫做 I 世代。
Some say that this is the I generation.
因为很多。这个很热门的电子产品都是所谓的 I 字头。
And it's because of a lot of these very popular technological products begin with the word with the letter I.
那这个是在反映现在的潮流，现在的人心。
And this use of the letter I represents the current trend.
也有人说现在是所谓的。叫做后现代。
Some say that the current generation is the whole generation.
The postmodern.
The postmodern generation.
无论如何至少我们还有时间。
What really matters is that we still have time.
虽然这是一个变化很大的一个变化很大脚步很快的一个时代。
Even though this is a period of great change and quick steps.
但是整个来看神还给我们时间。
If we see the bigger picture, we know that God is still giving us time.
所以当我们还有这些时间的时候我们应当做些什么事。
While there is still time, then what are those things we should do?
就像这个耶稣在约翰福音第九章里头所说的我们要趁着白日趁着还有时间。
In accordance to what Jesus said in John 9, while it is still day, while there is still time.
有很多事情需要时间来唤起的。
There are many things that require the passage of time.
我们想要改变我们自己，我们需要时间。
If we want to change ourselves, we need time.
我们想要改变我们的家庭，我们需要时间。
If we want to change our family or our home, we also require time.
那在这样的一个世代里头呢，有几件重要的事情。
And in this generation, there are some important things we should consider.
第一个，需要有很多的医治。
First, there must be a great amount of healing.
那需要有很多的建设。
And there has the second thing that we need is there must be a lot of building.
然后才能够有真正的变化。
And it is only through healing and building that we can bring about change.
因为现在医学很发达所以人很容易的就可以发现自己有什么疾病。
Because there are great medical advances, it is easy to determine when we are suffering from an illness.
所以有了疾病之后，就要开始来治疗，来医治。
Once we discover that there is an illness, we need to begin medicating it.
一个经过治疗的人，他要开始重新的来建设自己，要来恢复身体的正常的状况。
And someone who is under recovery must slowly rebuild his or her health.
那再来呢，可能就是要来有所改变自己的生活形式，或是改变自己的体质。
And the next step is to change the lifestyle, to change the body.
才不会又惹上了疾病。
And this change in lifestyle is so that the illness will not come upon you again.
那有人说，虽然科学医学非常的发达，但是疾病事实上并没有减少。
Despite the medical advancements, some may say that the illnesses, the amount of illnesses has not decreased.
但是呢，其实我们也应该注意到还有另外一个层面的疾病。
But we should also pay special attention to another type of illness.
不是这个身体上的病。
And it is not a physical ailment.
在现代的生活里头，充满着很多的问题。
And in our current society, we know that we face many problems.
个人的问题，家庭的问题，社会的问题。
There are personal problems, family problems, and social problems.
这些都好像是疾病一样。
And these are all different types of ailments.
要救这个社会之前，我们先要救我们自己，跟救我们的家庭。
Before we are able to save the society, we must save ourselves and save our families.
所以我们个人，我们的家庭需要得到医治。
Therefore, we must begin with the individual and the family and the healing of these two factors first.
我们个人，我们的家庭需要来建设。
And both the individual and the family must be built up.
这样才能够带给我们个人，我们的家庭一个好的转变，好的改变。
And it is only this way that we can bring a positive impact or change to ourselves and to our families.
那我们从圣经来看到一个个人、一个家庭如何来得到医治。
What is one biblical way that we can receive healing for the individual and for the family?
圣经告诉我们，这个饶恕、赦免会带来医治。
The first method of healing is by forgiveness.
什么叫做饶恕？
What does it mean to forgive?
当一个人对你造成了那种伤害而必须负有责任的时候。
When a person has caused you some harm and this is something they must be responsible for.
那你释放了那一个人。
And when you have chosen to release that person.
这个叫做原谅，这个叫做饶恕。
This is the process of forgiveness.
所以原谅能够带给过去的伤害的医治。
And forgiveness has the ability of healing past hurt.
这个原谅能够成为明天继续往前进的力量。
And forgiveness can also be the source of strength for future action.
我们请看腓利门书。
Let us refer to the book of Philemon.
腓利门书是在新约圣经提多书的后面，它只有一章。
It is a book that is located after the book of Titus.
新约圣经311页。
Book of Philemon.
腓利门书11节。
Verse 11.
十一节，他从前 以你没有益处，但如今以你我都有益处。
Who once was unprofitable to you, but now is profitable to you and to me.
这是保罗在描写阿尼西姆这一个人。
This was Paul's description of Onesimus.
这个人过去曾经干犯了、得罪了他的主人。
And this person Onesimus had offended his master.
他在有机会里头，他遇见了保罗。
And this person had the opportunity to meet Paul.
保罗带领这个人信主。
Paul brought this person to believe in Christ.
啊，这个人蒙主耶稣的赦免。
This person received the forgiveness of sins from Jesus Christ.
啊，保罗也愿意原谅这个人他过去的不对的行为。
Paul was also willing to forgive this person's past mistakes.
啊，这个人因为原谅他得到了医治。
And because of this forgiveness, he was able to receive healing.
啊，所以保罗说这个人现在对我有益处。
For this reason, Paul said, he is now profitable to me.
那现在保罗也希望这个人过去的主人也能够原谅这一个人。
Paul also hoped that Onesimus' former master could also forgive him.
哦，因为原谅带来医治。
Because forgiveness brings healing.
哦，因为原谅带给人继续往前进的力量。
Because forgiveness gives us the strength to move forward.
哦，所以保罗就在这一封书信里头就事先跟这个主人就是腓利门说，这个人他一定会对你有益处。
This is the reason why, this letter addressed to Philemon, tells him that this person will be profitable to you.
哦，因为你如果原谅了他，他就成为一个得着医治的人。
If the master forgives this person, then he will be a profitable person.
哦，不但他得到医治，你自己也得到医治。
Not only will the former slave be healed, but you yourself as a master will be healed.
哦，所以这个原谅人啊，不是只有一方赢，是双赢。
Forgiveness is a two-way street.
哦，所以原谅带来的医治。
Forgiveness brings healing.
那原谅，尤其在圣经里头是常常被提起的一个美好的字眼。
Forgiveness is an often repeated term in the Bible.
哦，但是常常提起，并不等于说它很容易做得到。
Just because it is often mentioned in the Bible doesn't mean that it is easy to practice.
那为什么我们这么不容易去原谅别人？
Why is it so challenging to forgive another person?
我们会说我受的伤害太大了。
We may say it is because the hurt they have caused us is so deep.
啊，我们会说不要再谈他了，让时间来医治，啊，来做医治。
We may say let's not even talk about that matter or that person anymore, but let time bring healing.
啊，是的，有很多事情可以因为时间而来得到改善。
It is true that some change requires the passage of time.
哦，但是时间不会让一个人去原谅别人。
But time may not necessarily cause one person to forgive another.
哦，所以当我们说就让时间来改变一切，来改变这个我需要做的原谅啊，事实上就是说 no。
Actually,
我不原谅对方。
If we say, oh, it takes time for this forgiveness to happen by itself, this is actually incorrect.
啊，有人会说，我是要原谅他，我等他来说个道歉。
Some may say, I want to forgive that person, but I want that person to first come and apologize to me.
啊，其实很多的时候，对方他已经道歉了。
And in some occasions, it may be that the other person has already apologized.
啊，只是这个时代很难让人做你所要求的，来到我面前跟我道个歉。
It may just be the case that in this generation, it's difficult for a person to come before you and to verbally, give their apology.
哦，我们应该相信一个做错事情的人，在他心里头，他已经在向你道歉了。
We should believe that the person who has hurt you has already apologized in their heart.
他正在等着你，很慷慨地对他说，我原谅你。
And this person who was offended you is only waiting for you to say that you have forgiven them.
哦，不是说我等他来跟我说个道歉，我就原谅他。
We should not say we want to wait for that person to come and apologize to us before we forgive them.
有人说，我如果能够忘了这个事情，我就原谅他。
Some may say, if I can just forget this matter, then I will be able to forgive this person.
那意思就是说我永远不会原谅他。
In other words, I will never forgive this person.
啊，因为我们的脑筋是这么的特别，他不会说忘记就忘记的。
We have a very special brain which does not forget easily.
哦，它不是像电脑，你把它 delete 掉，它就没有了。
Our brain is not like a computer that you can just delete data.
哦，所以如果说我如果忘了，我就原谅他， 这个是在说我不原谅他。
When we say, if we could only forget this matter, then I can forgive this person. In other words, that means I am not going to forgive this person.
有人会说我如果原谅他他还会再犯。
Some may say, if I forgive this person, he or she will make the same mistake again.
人与人之间真的很缺少彼此的信任。
What we are most lacking in interpersonal relations is a mutual trust.
所以虽然原谅会带来医治，但是医治的事情却在我们生活当中却很缺少。
Even though forgiveness brings healing, we lack forgiveness in our lives.
请我们看马太福音十八章。
Let us refer to the book of Matthew chapter 18.
马太福音十八章二十七节。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 27.
二十七节，那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Then the master of that servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him the debt.
所以原谅啊，就是放了他。
Forgiveness is release.
再请看三十五节。
Let's refer to verse 35.
三十五节，你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们的。
So my heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
所以要从心里来放了那得罪我们的人。
We must forgive and release that person who has offended us from the bottom of our heart.
那我们如何来克服？这么难做到的这个原谅，这个医治。
How do we overcome this very difficult task of attaining healing through forgiveness?
有时候我们要反面的想，如果我不原谅，会带来怎样的后果
？Maybe we can look at it from another perspective. If we do not forgive, what are the consequences?
常常我们要付上更大的代价。
We may have to pay an even higher price.
在马太福音十八章的这一段里头呢？主耶稣讲的这个故事也提到了不原谅会带来什么代价。
In Matthew 18, Jesus tells a parable about what will happen if we do not forgive.
当我们都很聪明的，我们不希望我们付上更大的代价。
We are very intelligent, so none of us would want to pay an even higher price.
我们要付上什么代价呢？
What kind of price would we have to pay?
请看马太福音十八章三十一节。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 18, verse 31.
众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事告诉了主人。
So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done.
别人看见我们不原谅别人。
Others may see us our lack of forgiveness.
这里说。这些同伴看见了，他们就觉得忧愁。
These fellow servants saw this and they were grieved.
我们会失去更多的人对我们的对我们的那一种本来的那一种尊重我们、尊敬我们。
If we do not forgive, then we will lose that respect from others.
我们有时候很多的努力不是为了要。让人能够尊重我们吗
？And a lot of our labor is often to gain this respect from others.
常常因为不原谅，我们就所努力的就失去了。
But when we do not forgive another person, then all we have labored to gain this respect has been in vain.
这个是很大的代价。
This is a very high price to pay.
三十四节。
Verse 34.
主人就大怒，把他交给掌刑的，等他还清了所欠的债。
And his master was angry and delivered him to the torturers until he should pay all that was due to him.
再来，这个、主人呐、也不能够不原谅这个不原谅别人的人。
And we see that the master did not forgive the person, the servant who did not want to forgive others.
这个主人就是主耶稣。
This master is the Lord Jesus Christ.
当我们信主耶稣的时候，是无条件的，主耶稣赦免我们。
When we come to believe in Jesus, we know that He has forgiven us unconditionally.
再来，在我们的生活当中，我们不是就完全了，我们还有很多的不完全，我们还继续需要主耶稣的原谅。
After we have come to believe, we are still full of imperfections, and we continually need this forgiveness from Jesus.
我们还是需要主耶稣继续不断地来医治我们。
We need His continuous healing in our lives.
那一个不能够原谅别人的，主耶稣也就不再原谅他。
If a person cannot forgive others, then Jesus Himself will also not forgive this person.
不能够得到主耶稣的原谅，主耶稣的医治，这就是最大的最大的代价。
The greatest price we have to pay is not receiving the forgiveness and the healing from Jesus.
这是一个需要医治的时代。
This is a generation that needs healing.
我们个人，我们的家庭常常需要得到医治。
We ourselves and our families require this healing.
圣经告诉我们，祝福也会带来医治。
The Bible tells us that the second way that we can receive healing is by blessing.
请看罗马书十二章。
Let's refer to the book of Romans, chapter 12.
罗马书十二章十四节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节，逼迫你们的要给他们祝福，只要祝福，不可咒诅。
Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse.
这里说，这个只要祝福，不要咒诅。
Here it encourages us to bless and not to curse.
咒诅、责骂只会让伤痕、让病痛更严重。
And cursing and rebuking will only cause the harm to be greater and for the illness to be worse.
祝福才会带来真正的医治。
It is only by blessing others that we can bring true healing.
这个十四节说，为那个逼迫你们的，你们要给他们祝福。
Verse 14 tells us that we are to bless those who persecute us.
在保罗那个时代，信耶稣常常需要是会遭受到逼迫。
In the time of Paul, Christians were under great persecution.
我们今天信仰是自由的，很少有这个为了信仰受逼迫的事情。
Today we have freedom of religion, and we do not often face this issue of being persecuted.
我们借用一下这里逼迫这一个字眼。
Now let us borrow for a moment this term of persecution.
有时候生活在一起的人。他们的一些言语行为就好像在逼迫我们。
The behavior and the attitude of certain people who live together may be considered persecution.
跟我们住在一起的人就是我们的配偶，是我们的父母，是我们的儿女。
Those who live with us may be our spouse or our parents or our children.
有时候我们觉得说我们受到这些人的逼迫。
Sometimes we may feel that we are being persecuted by our loved ones.
这里说到说只要祝福，不要咒诅。
Yet in this verse, it encourages us to bless and not to curse.
没有人希望自己的生活在一起的人呢、是互相伤害的，是乱糟糟的。
Nobody wants those who live under the same roof to be hurting one another.
有了问题，我们需要得到医治。
If there are problems, they must be resolved and we must be healed.
有时候真的儿女啊，带给父母亲很大的头痛。
Sometimes children give parents headaches.
曾经有个弟兄跟我讲，电话铃响了，他一听到他儿子的声音啊，他血压就高起来了。
There was a brother who said that when he heard the phone ring and he heard his son's voice, he would get high blood pressure.
是的，有时候儿女啊，真的是让我们血压这个血压升高啊，甚至觉得心痛。
Indeed, sometimes children will make our blood pressure go up, and it will cause us heartache.
是的，家里有问题，家里需要得到医治。
It is true that there are problems in the home, and this family must be healed.
孩子应该责骂，应该责备。
Children should be rebuked.
该说的话，其实做父母亲的。也不晓得说了多少遍。
And whatever encouragement must be given to the children, the parents have said it over and over.
在这种很情绪化里头，常常劝勉，总是有更多的责备、责骂。
And during this emotional venting, even though there may be some encouragement, there is also a lot of rebuke.
所以事实上，只是让那个裂痕、那个伤痕越大。
What this causes is just a greater gap and a greater hurt.
也就是也因为这样子，有些父母亲甚至希望小孩子不要长大。
Sometimes parents may even wish that their children would not grow up.
啊，他三年前他不是这个样子啊。
They may say my child was not this way 3 years ago.
啊，如果他继续留在三年前那个样子多好。
If he could just be like he was 3 years ago, that would be great.
啊，其实这个都对事实是没有帮助的。
These type of comments don't actually help the situation.
啊，圣经告诉我们不要责骂，不要咒诅，只要祝福。
The Bible tells us, let us not curse, but rather bless.
哦，用祝福来啊，让祝福来带来医治。
Let blessing bring healing.
哦，让祝福带来这个和好。
Let blessing bring harmony.
哦，在这种感觉到你受逼迫的时候，真的我们已经忽略了那个所谓的祝福。
In the moment that we feel we are under persecution, we have given up blessing.
哦，其实祝福并不是那么的难。
Blessing is actually not that difficult.
哦，有时候那种跟父母亲跟儿女之间的一些肢体上的碰触接触，这就是一种祝福。
Just the regular interaction between parents and children can be a form of blessing.
哦，多少的时候儿女没有去拥抱父母亲。
Oftentimes, children will not go and embrace their parents.
我们做父母亲的有多久了，已经没有搂着我们的儿女，或拍拍他们的肩膀。
And as parents, how long has it been since we've embraced our children or given them a pat on the back?
祝福其实就在我们的言语里头。
Blessing can come about just by our words.
我们除了责骂之外，我们有多少来关爱关心我们的儿女或者对方。
In our conversation, aside from rebuking our children, how often do we encourage them?
在责骂里头，我们常常否定对方的价值。
And in our rebuke, we are lowering the other person's self-esteem.
所谓的祝福就是我们去确定对方的价值。
When we are blessing another person, it is by acknowledging their value.
我们来看这个雅各他怎么来祝福这个，这个以撒如何来祝福这个雅各。
Let us see how Isaac blessed Jacob.
请看创世纪27章。
Genesis chapter 27.
创世纪27章28节。
Chapter 27 verse 28.
27章28节。
Genesis chapter 27 verse 28.
以撒就雅各就上前与父亲亲嘴，他父亲一闻他衣上的香气，就给他祝福说：“我儿的香气如同神赐福之田地的香气一样。”
Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come near now and kiss me, my son." 27. And he came near and kissed him, and he smelled the smell of his clothing, and blessed him, and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of a field which the Lord has blessed."
这里讲到这以撒跟雅各他们互相的亲嘴。
This describes the kisses between Isaac and his son Jacob.
然后这个做父亲的他用这个香气来肯定这个做儿子的。
And the father acknowledges the smell of his son.
他说我儿的香气好像神赐福之田的香气一样。
He praised the smell of his son like that of a field which the Lord has blessed.
我们做父母亲的对已经成长的儿女，我们还把他当成是我们的心肝我们的宝贝吗？
And to the parents, do we treat our children as if they are our treasure?
在相处一段时间之后，我们还将我们的配偶当成是心肝宝贝吗？
When it comes to our spouses, after we have lived with them for a while, do we treat them as our, as the apple of our eye?
其实祝福就这么的简单，我们不断的来肯定对方。
Blessing is quite simple. We just simply acknowledge and recognize the other party.
确定他在我们生活当中的价值。
We recognize the value that they have in our lives.
就这么的奇妙，祝福带来了医治。
And just so amazingly, a blessing can bring healing.
我们会发现那个裂痕得到了一些修补。
We will discover that this gap is being closed.
在言语当中，我们不要一直去谈那个失败的负面的事情。
When we talk, let us not only focus on those failures and shortcomings.
我们来看一下一些远景一些将来的事情。
Instead, let us focus on those things of the future.
如果现在是不如意的，是失败的。
If we are facing current failure or something that's far from ideal,
没有人是愿意永远处在现在的状况里头。
You know that nobody wants to stay in this kind of bad circumstance.
让我们用一起往前面看的这种观念。在我们的言语里头
and we should have this attitude of looking for a positive future when we speak with one another.
这就是祝福
This is a form of blessing.
你祝福对方的将来
We bless the other person's future.
将来是会更好的
And the future will be even better.
我们继续看创世纪二十七章二十八节
Let us refer to Genesis chapter 27 verse 28.
愿神赐你天上的甘露，地上的肥土，并许多五谷新酒。
Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of rain and wine.
我们将神的祝福带入我们的言语当中。
We can bring the blessings of God into our daily conversation.
神的祝福包括了我们的灵性，包括了我们物质的需要。
God's blessings involve our spiritual aspect as well as our physical aspect.
既然我们看这一本圣经是这么的宝贵
and when we find the value in studying the Bible,
那我们为什么很少将圣经的话语用在我们的谈话里头呢
then why do we not use the words of the Bible in our daily conversation?
祝福不是那么的困难的，祝福就是将圣经的话用在我们的言谈里头。
Blessing is not that difficult. Actually, if we can use the words of the Bible in a regular conversation, this is a form of blessing.
这是一个需要得到医治的时代。
This is a generation that needs healing.
那如何来做这医治的工作
？How do we go about healing?
请看《生命记》第五章。
Let's refer to the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5.
生命记第五章十六节
Deuteronomy chapter 5 verse 16
旧约圣经223页十六节当照主你神所吩咐的孝敬父母使你得福并使你的日子在主你神面前是你的地上得以长久
Honor your father and your mother as the Lord your God has commanded you that your days may be long and that it may be well with you in the land which the Lord your God is giving you
这是十诫的第五诫。
This is the fifth commandment.
英文圣经 honor 要尊荣我们的父母亲。
We are to honor our parents.
儿女跟父母这个代表着整个家庭的这种关系。
The interaction between the parent and the children has to do with the interaction of the whole family.
这是一条带着应许的诫命。
This is a commandment that brings with it a blessing.
是让人能够蒙福的。
And it will bring a blessing to the people.
如果医治就是一种福气。
If healing is a type of a good fortune.
一个家庭有美好的关系，就带来神的祝福，带来神的医治。
When a family has a good relationship, when family members have good relationships with one another, then they will be blessed by God.
父母儿女的关系是人际关系一个最重要的基础。
The basis of human interaction can be found in the interaction between parents and children.
这是一个不能够被忽略去或者破坏的一层很重要的关系。
And this relationship should not be neglected or damaged.
我们可以看到这个社会啊，这一层的关系是越来越薄弱。
In this generation, we find that the relationship between parents and children is worsening.
哦，这就是为什么有那么多的问题，那么多的病。
And this may be the reason why there are so many social illnesses.
哦，如果我们要我们自己、我们的家庭得到医治。
If we want to find healing for ourselves and for our families.
哦，我们要努力于来经营父母跟儿女这一个层面的关系。
The third thing we must do is to establish and to improve the relationship between parents and children.
好，我们从小将我们的儿女教导来遵守这个第五条诫命。
And from their youth and their childhood, we should teach our children to obey this fifth commandment.
好，我们已经长大成人了，我们也继续的遵守这一条诫命。
If we are children who are now adults, we should also continue to obey this commandment.
啊，相信我们得到很多的医，会得到很多的医治。
I believe that by honoring our parents, we will receive great healing.
啊，因为这条诫命一直到新约还是被强调的。
Because this fifth commandment has still been mentioned again in the New Testament.
啊，因为这样才会带给家庭真正的医治。
It is only by honoring our parents that we can bring true healing into the family.
请看以弗所书第六章。
Let's refer to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6.
以弗所书第六章第二节、第三节。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3.
新约圣经274页。
Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2 and 3.
要孝敬父母，使你得福，在世长寿，这是第一条带应许的诫命。
Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise.
所以无论这个世代它是怎样的在改变，我们一个基督徒，我们仍然看重家庭、父母、儿女这一层关系。
Regardless of the attitude of the current generation towards the relationship between parents and children, as Christians, we should hold fast to this commandment of honoring our parents.
或许我们有弟兄姐妹会想说，我们的儿女应该在场。
And maybe some of the believers may think, oh, our children should be here to listen to this.
请你们放心，学生灵恩会的时候，这个都是我们教导的重点之一。
Don't worry, because during the student spiritual convocation, this is one of the main points that we reinforce.
那希望各位家长不要说这个现代美国社会这一层关系这个有也好，没有也就算了。
And for the parents sitting here among us, let us not say this is just the way the American society is. If we have a good relationship with our children, it's okay. And if we don't, it's okay too.
如果你要得到，我们要让我们家庭得到医治，这一层父母儿女这一层关系是不能够忽略的。
If we want to bring healing to our family, we should not neglect the relationship between parents and children.
我们的儿女能够得到更多的医治，他们的将来的生活会更成功、更美满。
If our children can receive more healing, then their future will be brighter.
所以这个做父母亲的夫妻之间的这一层关系，也要努力去经营。
And for parents, we must also be working towards improving the relationship with our spouse.
因为这一层关系会影响到父母跟儿女之间的关系。
Because the relationship between husband and wife will also impact the relationship between parents and children.
我们常常去留意对方，看到对方对家庭的付出跟牺牲。
Let us take a moment to acknowledge the sacrifice and the labor that that your spouse has given for this family.
那个原谅那一件事情也一定要用在家庭里头。
And the first item of forgiveness must also be implemented in the home.
有了医治之后再来我们要建设。
Once we have attained healing, we must go on to building.
当一个有病痛的人他一定活得很不自由。
Someone who is ill does not move about freely.
当他 得着了医治，他要来建设自己，让自己重新恢复那个正常的生活，自由的生活。
Once this person has received healing, he must build himself so that he can return to that normal lifestyle.
请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's refer to the book of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音八章三十二节。
John, chapter 8, verse 32.
32节，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
我们要用真理来做建设。
We must build upon this truth.
再看约翰福音17章17节。
Let us also refer to John chapter 17, verse 17.
17节，求你用真理使他们成圣，你的道就是真理。
Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth.
这里说，你的道就是真理。
Your word is truth.
神给我们的教训在这本圣经里头。
God instructs us through the Bible.
所以用这本圣经来建设我们自己，来建设我们的家庭。
Therefore, we should use this Bible to build up ourselves and to build up our family.
别人的家庭可能会倒了。
It may be that other families will fall.
我们的家庭它不会倒的。
But our home will not fall.
因为我们用真理来建设我们的家庭。
It will not fall if we are built with the truth.
就像主耶稣在马太福音第七章所说的。
Just as what is described by the Lord in Matthew chapter 7.
主耶稣说，听见我的教训又去行的，就好像把房子盖在磐石上。
The one who hears the word and does it is like someone who has built upon the rock.
无论是风吹雨淋日晒，它都不会倒塌。
And even if there is a wind or storms, then it will not fall.
所以用真理来建设我们的家庭。
The first way to build up our home is to be based on the truth.
我们带领全家人在真理上面来努力。
And we lead the whole family to endeavor in the truth.
常常将神的道理摆在我们生活当中，我们要去实行的，做我们要去实行的目标。
We should have a goal of putting into practice, the teachings of the Bible.
其实有很多的人需要得到建设。
There are many who need to be built up.
介绍他们，带领他们，用圣经的真理来建设他们的人生。
We can build up their lives through the truth found in the Bible.
那如何能够让别人也用真理 来建设？
Then how do we help others to also build upon the truth?
请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's refer to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章14节。
Verse 14.
十四节，保罗说：“你所学习的、所切信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。”
But you must continue in the things which you have learned and be assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
保罗这里对提摩太所说的“你所学的、你所信的”，指的就是这本圣经、圣经的道理。
What Paul says about what you have learned and have been assured of, this refers to the Bible.
说你要存在心里。
You must.Say these things in your heart.
为什么要存在心里呢？就是随时的去把它行出来。
You must keep the word in your heart so that you can continually practice it.
保罗要提摩太用真理去建设自己。
Paul wanted Timothy to build himself up in the truth.
那保罗为什么能够给提摩太这样的一个勉励？
Why was Paul able to give this type of encouragement to Timothy?
为什么他能够有把握提摩太他真的会照真理而行？
Why could Paul believe that Timothy would be able to walk in the truth?
这个最后14节最后一句话，保罗说：“因为你知道你是跟谁学的。”
And the key point here is that Timothy knows who he has learned them from.
他是向保罗学的。
He learned it from Paul.
他向保罗学的，他愿意照着所学的去做。
Because Timothy learned it from Paul, then he is willing to.Put into practice what he has learned.
今天我们常常在教导别人或教导儿女。
Today when we teach others or when we teach our own children.
但是他们不一定照我们所教的去做。
They may not necessarily follow our instructions.
那这个当中就是在于你跟那个被教的人的关系是怎样。
And the reason why they cannot put it into practice may have to do with the quality of relationship with that person being taught.
在圣经里头，保罗称提摩太是他在信仰里头的儿子。
In the Bible, Paul calls Timothy his son in the faith.
这保罗跟提摩太之间有一个很好的关系。
There is a very close and good relationship between Paul and Timothy.
所以保罗能够勉励提摩太说，你用你所学的真理来建设你的人生。
For this reason, Paul can encourage Timothy to build his life up on this truth.
今天有时候我们觉得说，我们对儿女所讲的都是为他好，都是对的，为什么他们不照做？他们不接受？
Today we may feel that we have told our children what they must do or what they ought to do, but they don't accept it or do it.
很有可能我们并没有很好的榜样。
The reason why they may not be able to practice it is because we have not set a good example.
这个保罗是留下好榜，有好榜样给提摩太看。
Paul set a good example for Timothy.
第二个，可能我们跟我们的儿女的关系并不好。
Another reason why they cannot practice what we tell them is because we do not have a good relationship with our children.
所以我们知道要用真理来建设，但是也要想到我们跟别人的关系好不好。
We know we must be building up through the truth, but we must also consider whether our relationship with that person is doing well or not.
我们再请看提摩太前书第三章。
Let's also refer to 1 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行，这家就是永生神的教会。真理的柱石和根基。
But if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
在这里说到什么是教会。
This verse explains to us the concept of church.
这个教会就是神的家。
Church is the house of God.
这个教会就是真理的柱石和根基。
The church is the pillar of the truth.
所以如何来建设我们自己，建设我们的家庭。
How do we build up ourselves and how do we build up our families?
我们要用教会来做建设。
We are able to build up through the church.
因为教会里头有真理。
Because the truth is found within the church.
有时候我们实在是很努力的，但是对方，比如说我们的儿女，他不愿意或很难接受我们。
Sometimes we have given it a lot of effort, but our children may not accept what we have provided.
我们也不要太挫折，我们还有教会。
We should not feel too disappointed because we can still count on church.
努力的把孩子带到教会来。
Let's endeavor to bring the children into the church.
教会能够帮我们的孩子用真理来建设他们的人生。
Church can also help build up our children in the truth.
那我们个人也是一样，我们要用真理建设我们自己。这跟教会也是有密切的关系。
As individuals, we must build ourselves up in the truth, and this will have a direct impact to the church.
所以我们要努力的带领全家人多多的参与教会的活动。
We must work to bring the whole family and involve them in the church.
因为我们不但要得着医治，我们要进一步的来有所建设。
Not only do we want to take the first step of healing, but we want also to take the second step of building.
再请看耶稣雅记二十四章。
Let us also refer to the book of Joshua, chapter 24.
旧约圣经294页，耶稣雅记二十四章十四节。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 14.
现在你们要敬畏神，诚心实意的侍奉他，将你们列祖在大河那边，在埃及所侍奉的神除掉，去侍奉神。
Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt.Serve the Lord.
十五节，若是你们以侍奉神为不好，今日就可以选择要侍奉的，是你们列祖在大河那边所侍奉的神呢？是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神呢？ 至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉主。
Verse 15, and if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
我们有了这本圣经，我们有了真理，我们有了教会，再来进一步的，我们要做这个 commitment， 要有所节制。
We have the Bible, the truth, and the church. The next step is to make a commitment.
哦，有这种节制才能够带来建设。
It is only by being committed that we can build up.
我们常常是有好东西在那里，但是对我们并没有造成太多的这个果效。
Even though there may be good things around us, it may not have a direct impact on our lives.
因为我们并没有立志来得着它或者应用它。
It is because we had not made a commitment to obtain these things or to utilize these things.
这时候的以色列人他们已经进入迦南地。
At this time, the Israelites had already entered the promised land.
过去在埃及那个奴隶的岁月已经过去了。
The period of time when they were slaves in Egypt had already passed.
那一种充满着受伤的生活已经过去了。
That life full of suffering and hurt had already passed.
进入迦南地，他们已经得着了医治。
They had entered into the promised land of Canaan where they had received healing.
现在他们要在迦南地上面来建设。
Now their duty was to build up in the land of Canaan.
神的律法已经颁布给他们。
The law of God had been delivered to them.
所以这时候的耶稣亚，他要百姓们做个节制。
At this point, Joshua wanted the Israelites to make a commitment.
他们立志归向神，立志来敬畏神，侍奉神。
He encouraged them to make a commitment to serve and worship God only.
今天我们个人，我们的家庭，也要常常立下这种志向。
The same applies to us today. For ourselves and our families, we must also make the same commitment.
立下节制才能够带来真正的建设。
It is by making this commitment that we can truly build up.
我们是从万民当中所分别出来的。
We have been separated from the nations.
我常常想到说，我们是真耶稣教会的信徒。
We must constantly remember that we are believers of the true church.
我们是神的百姓。
We are the people of God.
我们是天国的国民。
And we are members of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们是要有所分别的。
Therefore, we must be separate from the world.
为了要整个家庭都有节制，我们要有好的沟通。
There must be good communication to maintain harmony in the family.
让整个 家人都能够看到那个将来的美景。
And together we must look forward to the beautiful future.
那靠着神的恩惠，我们一定能够有很好的建设。
And by relying on the grace of God, we will have a wonderful experience of building.
建设的目的就是要让我们真的有所变化。
And the purpose of building is transformation.
那所以呢，还要加上我们早上所提到的那个爱。
This is where we add the last ingredient, which is love.
因为爱才能够有原谅。
It is only through love that there will be forgiveness.
因为爱才会有这个祝福。
It is through love that there will be blessing.
那所以我们求神的爱继续不断的来充满我们。
We ask that God's love may fill us.
因为爱，我们才能够看重家庭里头这个重要的父母与儿女的关系。
It is through love that we can truly appreciate the important relationship between parents and children.
因为爱，我们才会喜欢、愿意来到教会。
It is through love that we are willing and joyful to come to the house of God.
一个人喜欢来到教会，他就有得到医治的机会。
And if a person enjoys coming to church, then he has an opportunity for healing.
一个人愿意来教会，他就能够有得到建设的机会。
A person who is willing to come to the church has the opportunity to build.
所以求主耶稣继续帮助我们，让我们伯恩教会永远是一个爱的教会。
We ask the Lord to continue to help us so that Baldwin Park Church may remain a church of love.
一起唱诗417首。
Let us sing hymn 417.